All right, we are on Daf Kuf Gimel. This week's Daf is sponsored by the Dasko family, Zeichu Nishmas Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Also learned today's Daf is Zeichu Nishmas, my grandmother, Malka Bas Yechiel Yona, and my other grandmother, Rivka Bas Lazar Elimelech, who's your title this week. Yeah, this is yours. Now, so we have, what the Tanuk of Osei, the Rava on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, two lines in the bottom. Basically, Rava had made a distinction between the anpilia, which I'm not sure how we define it, the shoe, a slipper or a sock, the anpilia, one that's made from leather, to an anpilia that's made from cloth. And only if we use the anpilia, which is made from cloth, from beged, that's not considered a minal, it's not considered a shoe, and that minal would be pasul for chalitza, but the anpilia was made from leather, it would be valid for chalitza. So, chalitza b'minal hanifram. Bryce, quoting a Bryce now to support Rava's distinction. Someone does, they do chalitza, they remove a shoe that's from a ripped shoe. Right? It's ripped. I guess if it's ripped, and you can't stay on the foot, is the problem here. It falls off. The shechofe is rova regal. Right? And therefore, after it falls off, it doesn't contain the entire foot, most of the foot. Right? Or besandal hanifchas, or a sandal, however you define that, that piece got smaller, a piece of it fell off. Shemekabel es rov haregel. Right? Shechof es rov haregel. It got ripped, and it does keep most of the foot in there. Or, same thing with the sandal that gets ripped, and it is mekabel rov haregel. So, b'dieved, that is going to be good. Or, if you were choleis with a sandal, shel sha'am. A sandal made out of cork, I think it is. Vishal siv, which I think is bark.
Okay. She says bamboo.
Okay, right. There's some wood thing. Vishal siv or kav hakiteya. Kav hakiteya. It seems to be some sort of prosthetic, right? Kav hakiteya. I think that it works. It's an artificial limb. They made the leg. You made the limb from wood, and you know you had a base cable. You connect it together, and It's made basically so it looks like you have a foot. So the chalitza is that if you pull this off, not if you put a shoe on that, but if you pull the actual prosthetic off, or you chalitz with a muk, I think it means felt,
it's a sock,
some sort of sock, right? Or bismichas haraglayim, or somebody who can't bismichas haraglayim means somebody who can't walk. And therefore, he puts on his, and basically he drags his leg on the ground. And in order that they don't get dirty, he puts some sort of leather wrap around it. And he puts his feet into it, and then he drags his feet along, right? Or, ba'anpilya shel or, if you use, our case, what we're talking about here, you use this leather slipper, this leather sock, or you choletzes min ha'gadol, you do chalitza from the gadol, I don't know what that means. You choletzes min ha'gadol, as opposed to a katan. Bein Omed, Bein Yoshev, whether he's standing, whether he's sitting, Bein Muta, whether he's leaning, V'hachaletzis min asuma, if you do chalitza and the Yavam is blind, chalitzas k'shera, all these cases, the chalitzas k'shera, nevertheless, what we've seen, that is that the Aran Pilio, but made of leather, is good, and that's the same sheet, that's a support for Rava. Question they ask is, what would be the Havamina about the Suma?
Yeah.
Right, what's the difference in the Suma? Right, so this is Suma because it says, the Suma, I think Tosos writes, is that because the Torah writes Le'enei Hazakenim, that the Dayanim have to see the spit. So maybe you would have thought that the guy has to see the spit as well. If he's blind, you wouldn't be able to do Chalitza. Also, the Tosos also asks, Tim Tomer, Heichei Salka Daitach Lifsel Yoshe, why should it be possible if he's sitting? What would we have him say he's sitting? He says, V'yishlomer Shundam al-Kaman Davik Gemar Din, that the Chalitza, we're going to see tomorrow's daf, that Chalitza is like a Gemar Din, and we say in Shavuos that Shas Gemar Din, the Dayanim are sitting and the litigants are standing, so maybe we think he would have to stand. Then the Braisa continues, Aval B'min al
Hanit. Start from what? Towns on the designer boots.
No, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we're talking also, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if, in order to be a valid basin, you have to have chalitza shoes. I think Bismarck said they have three different sizes. That basin has to have a chalitza shoe, because no one has their own chalitza shoe, right?
All the chalitza shoes I've seen have been made out of material, not leather.
And they have straps. Right, but it's not a anpilia. If it's an anpilia, it has to be made out of leather. The chalitza shoe that we probably have now is not a shoe, it's more of a slipper sandal type thing.
Yeah.
But if the shoe is ripped and it doesn't contain the entire foot, or if it's a sandal that's also ripped, it doesn't have, if it's ripped to the point where the entire foot doesn't fit in there, right? Smichas hayadayim. Smichas hayadayim means you have a guy who puts something on his feet. He puts it on his feet just for show, but he doesn't really drag his feet. Now he walks on his hands. You know, he can't use his feet, but he walks on his hands and he's putting something on his feet. He just puts it on his feet just so it doesn't get dirty, but he's walking on his hands. The anpilya shel beged, or if you use the cloth anpilya, the chalitza is made a katan, chalitza is pasul. In those cases, the chalitza is pasul. So he saw the support for Rava in the first part of the brisa, that anpilya shel or the chalitza is kosher, at least be the abbot. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to just go through the brisa a little bit. So one thing we mentioned is kav hakiteya, which is that if you pulled off the prosthetic, so to speak, you pulled off the prosthetic, that's a valid chalitza. So money. So who is the author of the brisa who's going to hold that the kav hakiteya is considered like a shoe, is considered like a shoe, and therefore if you pull it off, it's valid. So we're going to compare it now to Shabbos. So who holds that it's a shoe, and therefore, and whoever holds that you can go out with it on Shabbos, therefore considers it a beged, and therefore considers it a shoe, it works. But if you hold that you cannot go out with it on Shabbos, then therefore it's not considered a shoe, so therefore it's not a beged, and therefore it's not valid for chalitza. So money, we say it's Rav Meir, this is a Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos, which lists what's Malbushei Adam, that you can go out with him on Shabbos, or Shusha Rabim, and it's not considered you're carrying a masa. So who's that? It's one of the things mentioned is Hakiteya Yotze Bekav Shelo. So the amputee, I guess, can go out with his prosthetic. What? Right? Divrei Rav Meir, that's the Shita Rav Meir. Rav Yossi Oser. Rav Yossi says no, because Rav Yossi Oser. Is it Rashi? No, so you have to figure out why Rabbi Yossi is Oser. Rabbi Yossi says why is he carrying? Why is he not considered part of his body? So, let me say it, I'll tell you what the Gemara in Shabbos says. The Gemara in Shabbos says that, because the Pasuk says, an alechon tachash, right? You have to put shoes katur tachash. We saw that Pasuk yesterday. So unless it's created, made from leather, you don't have to create from leather, it's not considered a shoe. So even this, it's not a defined shoe. So even this amputee who's regularly walks out with this prosthetic, nevertheless, it's not considered a na'al. And if it's not considered a na'al, it's considered a masa, and therefore it's usher to go to Rosh Hashanah. So the ratio of the brisa, which says that the kava kiteya is kosher v'chalitza, is holding like Rav Meir, that even a min'al that's not made from leather is considered a min'al. And the sefer that says that the ampilya shel beged, the second says an ampilya shel beged is pasul, so that has to be like Rabbanan, because if Rav Meir is saying that you don't need something made from leather, so therefore the second part of the sefer, which says an ampilya shel beged, which says doesn't have to be, which is not some leather, so if it's possible, that's not Rav Meir, because Rav Meir doesn't hold that you need leather. So it's a ratio, so they got to be a problem. So they're going to have the ratio to be Rav Meir, and the sefer is going to be the Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan Cholik Rav Meir, which I guess is Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says that so now we have a problem. How can you have that the ratio is like Rav Meir and the sefer is like Rav Yossi? So Amar Abaye, the sefer Rabbanan, Reishi Nami Rabbanan. No, the sefer is going to be like Rabbanan. The sefer is also going to be like the Rabbanan. The ratio b'mechupa or the ratio where it says that the anpilya, that it says that the prosthetic is kosher, it's because it's made out of leather, I guess. It's covered in leather. So once it's covered with leather, it gets the status of the shoe, and that's why it's kosher. But if it didn't have the, and therefore, and in the sefer, we have the ampilya made of beged, that's possible, because it needs to be leather. So Amalei Rava says, no, wait a second, aval e mechupa or mai, if it's not covered with leather, what? It's going to be possible? So then make a distinction between the ampilya itself, make the ampilya, and say that ihachia, the tani sefer, ampilya shel beged, liflok bididei, make the machlokas in, make a machlokas in the ration of the sefer with the prosthetic. But medvar mamurim, that the prosthetic is kosher, you should save a mechupa or. Aval a mechupa or pasul. If it's not mechupa or, it should be pasul. But there seems to be no machlokas. You don't mention the prosthetic in the sefer. You should make a distinction between the prosthetic itself. Why switch to the, if you make a distinction between leather or not leather, make it with one item, not with different items. So he says, Ela Amarava, no, we ratio Rabbi Meir, Sefer Nami Rabbi Meir. The ratio is Rabbi Meir, the Sefer is also Rabbi Meir. Therefore, we don't care about leather. They don't care about leather. The prosthetic is going to be kosher. So if they don't care about leather, why is the anpilya of beged not kosher for chalitza? Right? So safe and I'm Rav Meir. So high mugging, high low mugging. There's another definition of a shoe. It has to protect the foot. A sock doesn't protect the foot. So therefore, the prosthetic is going to be kosher. I don't care about leather. And the seifa, I don't care about leather, the ampilia is going to be pasul because it doesn't protect the foot. It's not, it's just by definition not a shoe. Because it's not protective. Okay. Amar Ameimar. Hayman bechalitz tzirich lemidchase likare. The Yavam, at the time that the Yavama is pulling the shoe off of him or taking the shoe off of him, he has to put pressure on his foot so that his foot is on the ground. It has to be on the ground. Right? Rashi says, lidchof raglo bikarka. Yeah, make it that he can't hold his foot up in the air, he has to be pushing it on the ground. So Amar Ravashi Lameimar, how can that be? Vatanya, we have a brisa that says that the chalitza is kosher, ben omed, ben yoshev, ben muta, whether he's standing, whether he's sitting, or whether he's leaning. So the Gemara, Rashi says, muta means lav orchel in the mitchase. When you're leaning on something, it's hard to lean and put pressure on the foot. You're just leaning, when you lean, you take pressure off the foot. So he says, Ema ula olam de dachis lechare. The only way it's good if he's leaning is if he's putting pressure on the foot. You have to put pressure down, like I said, she's taking it off something that's on the ground, but he's holding it up in the air. Okay. The Amar Ameimar. Ameimar continues and says something else. Hai man de misage alichosa dechare lo chalitz. This is a person who has some sort of disease where his foot's inverted. Basically, the sole of his foot's on top, and the top of his foot's on the bottom. I don't know. It looks like some sort of amphibian. I don't know how. Basically, his head, it's flipped. His head's flipped.
He walks on the upper part of his foot.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Does that mean he's walking like this, or does that mean that his foot is flipped? I don't know.
It's like a toe walker.
Toe walker means toe walking like this, walking on his toes.
Yeah, that's the upper part.
No, the upper part of the foot. I thought it was this. Is that the upper part of his foot? This is the bottom part of the foot. This is the upper part of the foot. Yeah, that's what I think.
How do you do that?
So he says, lo chalitz. He's not eligible. He's not eligible for chalitza. He's not eligible for chalitza because the Torah says that you have to take the shoe off of his foot, and this type of foot is not called considered halachically a foot. It's something else. I guess it's not a foot. So Amalei Rav Ashi LaMeimar. But Rav Ashi said to Ameimar,
so therefore, if his brother passes away...
Yeah, you can't do chalitza. So I don't know what it means. If you can't do chalitza, what, does she go free? Or does she have to do yivum? I don't know what the ramifications of that are. So Amale Rav Ashi LaMeimar, Vahatanya, but we have a brice that says, Samochos Haraglayim. So Mochos Haraglayim. Right, it's someone, we just said in our brisa, somebody who can't walk, right, and he drags his feet on the ground, and he covers his feet with this item, that's considered, you do chalitza, you're fine. But why? Why is that, if you can't walk at all, why is that considered more of a foot than someone who has an inverted foot? Why is there more? So he says, lav de chalitz be'iyu, isn't that, is it lav the chalitz be'ihu that they do chalitza to him? So Gemara says no. It's the yahiv lei la'achev v'chalitz. I don't know what that means.
He says is the price is not dealing with a case in which the cripple himself is performing chalitza with the foot support. What does that mean? The cripple himself is performing chalitza with the foot support.
The Bryce is not talking about where. Why does it make it kosher? It's because the yahiv lei la'acher v'chalitz. You bring what to another person? Oh, so it's they're not talking about the person. They're talking about the item that the person wears on his feet. In other words, the chalitza. You can't do chalitza to this foot dragger with what he puts on his feet. But what's put on his foot is considered a shoe if it's on somebody else. So that's considered, that would be chalitza. So Amar Ravashi, l'maidik Amar HaMeimar, according to what HaMeimar just says, Lav bar uva chalitz, lav bar kipuv chalitz. Bar uva and bar kipuv cannot do chalitza. These were two people. The Gemara in Moed Katan talks about that they had these two people who were professional. They were professional eulogizers, and Rav Ashi asked him what they would say to him, what they would say about him upon his death. Gemara Moed Katan on Daf Kafei, and they were mezazel him, and he cursed them, and their feet got inverted. So their feet were flipped over. It's another question, but their feet got flipped over, and therefore they would not be eligible for chalitza.
Both of them.
Both of their feet got flipped over.
Yeah, but Uva and Barki,
both people.
Yeah,
Uva and
Lav bar Uva chalitz, the lav bar kifuf chalitz.
And where the feet from this curse?
From this curse, because they were both we'll get to it. Mark it down. Moed Katan Daf Chaf Hey. We'll try to talk about it there.
I'm just curious.
Most likely, we'll be Menachem Zafzal.
They do it on the right foot, the left foot, We'll
get to it. We'll get to the Itar. We'll get to that. Okay. Yeah, we should have a while. Okay, mark it down. It'll take some time to get there.
Do you recall that from Moed Katan?
I do not recall that story. Okay. The Mishnah said, right, the Mishnah mentioned Meha Arkuva Ulamata. The Mishnah mentioned that if you have someone who is an amputee, but he's amputated below the knee, so his knee's there, and he put a shoe or some sort of shoe onto that stump, I guess. No, this is a stump over here. I mean, Arkuva Ulamata. So the Gemara says that's considered a leg, that's considered a foot. All right, that was the Mishnah. I mean, Arkuva
Ulamata. Maybe
the
prosthetic is what's on the stump. Maybe that is a prosthetic.
No, I think this is the case of where it is. It's not, we mentioned prosthetic. Here we're talking about minarkuvo lamata. That's considered valid. Right?
Okay.
Where's the Mishnah? Minarkuvo ulamata. Shenechtaf raglo rashi says minarkuvo. The cholets minarkuvo ulamala. Yeah, so he took it off from that. That's the case. That's considered his foot. That's considered his foot. So the Gemara says, "Rimini, you ask a shayla." The Torah says, "By shalosh regalim, it says shalosh regalim tachogli b'shana." Right, times based on English, you had to go up three times. Then they made a drasha. Regalim comes to teach us prat the balei kavim that comes to exclude amputees. Right, and he comes to exclude amputees. So they're not considered. It's not considered regel. It's not considered a foot. So why is it considered regel to do? I don't know what the comparison is. Why is it considered regel to do? To do
you and holiday?
Yeah, that's the drasha. Yeah, definitely made that drasha. That I remember in Chagiga. That's the Gemara in Daf because I've Gimel in Chagiga. I remember that one. So he says on the Shani Hacha, it's different. The Ksiv because it says by Yivam, it says me al raglo. It says you take it from his foot. Right? It didn't write me raglo. It says me al raglo. Which me'al means on top of, or something even above the regular.
What?
They're not putting us the knee. What's the pasuk? Do you know what we're not putting us by? Do you know offhand what the pasuk is? What was called is
it? By chalitza? By chalitza, me'al raglo?
Yeah, we keep saying the pasuk,
huh? That's the full pasuk. V'niksha yivimto elav le'enei hazakenim, v'chaltza na'alo me'al raglo, v'yarka b'fanav, v'ansav yamra, kacha yasel isha shelo yivne ez beis achiv. Perikov hey pasuk tes in Devarim. So he says shani hacha deksiv me al raglo. So Gemara says ihachi if it just me al raglo lamala min arkuva nami. So then even if it's amputated above the knee as well. So he says me al from above it below me al me al not above. I guess that's too far up. I'm not sure what me al raglo means. Rashi says mashma midavar shu al raglo. You're not taking it from his foot. You can take it from above his foot. So one level above his foot, not me'al me'al. So Amar Rapapa says, Shema mina. You see from here that only me'al raglo is good, but not me'al me'al. You see from here that hai is tevira ad da'ara nachis. That the istavira is the ankle bone, I believe. The ankle bone is connected, is one bone with the foot bone. Because if the ankle bone was a separate bone, then you would have the foot would be one, the al raglo would be the ankle, and then underneath the tibia, which is on top of one, right, that's above the ankle, that would be me'al me'al. But now we're saying that the tibia is considered, right. Now we're saying me'al me'al only starts above the knee, which would be the femur. We're saying that the tibia is me'al. So it must be that it has to be that the ankle and the foot is one bone. Right? So he says, the isak daitak mifsak pasik. Because if you say there's a separation between the foot bone and the ankle bone, have ihul, which is the carousel, which is the tibia, would be, have a ihu me'al, sorry, the ankle bone would be me'al raglo, vishoka, which is the tibia, would be me'al de me'al. Some Rav Ashi, no, don't make that anatomical determination. Amar Rav Ashi, it's not a question of whether it is or isn't physiologically. It's whether halachically we view it as such.
There's no like podiatrist in the shiur. Right. Come to the
shiur. I'm saying that's my point. It doesn't make a difference. It's irrelevant. We're not talking about. You can look at the bones and you can see which one it is. The question is whether it's viewed as one or separate. Whether halachically they view it as one or two. So Amar Rav Ashi, I feel tamu mifsak pasuk. You can even say that it's considered a separate. But called the bahade kara kikara dami. But everything that looks like it's on the foot is considered on the foot. Doesn't matter whether it's separate or not. If it looks like it's on the foot, it's on the foot. So the ankle bone is considered raglo. The next bone is considered me'al raglo. Above the knee is considered me'al me'al. Okay. We'll get to that. Min ha'arkuva ulamala. But above, if the leg was amputated above the knee, and you will chalitz from there, which I guess is from the thigh, then that's chalitzis psula. So Masir Rav Kahana, or Rav Kahana's gonna bring a couple of psukim to try to prove that the thigh is still considered a regel. It's still, you have other psukim in Tanakh that equate the thigh with a regel. So therefore, if it's considered a regel, it should be kosher for yibum.
No, it's like a covering. The people who have just, above the knee, don't wear a shoe. They wear they don't wear anything.
Whatever they put on it. Whatever. If you put something that's kosher for chalitza on that area and you remove it, then it would be kosher. So Masir Rav Kahana, right? The pasuk says in, I think it's a tocha in Dvarim, right? It says, Ubishil yasa, Ubishil yasa hayotze ben ragleha. It's talking about the children that are born between her legs. Well, they're not between the legs, but between the thighs. That's where the makum, the baby comes out from. But it's calling it a regel. So Amrabai, no, it's called a regel there because Bishasha Koras laid no wetis akaveh abi yogosev yoledes, because she bends her legs when bends her knees when she gives birth, like this, when they put them in, and you see even nowadays in the doctor's office. So therefore, it looks like ben regel, but it's not considered a regel. So Tashma. Now we have also a different story. This is the story in Shmuel Beis that talks about Mephibosheth, who was the son of Shaul, that so long as David HaMelech was out of Yerushalayim, until he came back, it says, Lo asa raglav, velo asa svamo. He did not shave his hair on his face, and he did not shave his hair on his lower part of his body, which brings another question, is how you will have to do that anyway. I saw two answers to that. And the question was, isn't that lotilbash? You know, how are you doing that? How are you shaving the lower part of your body? So one, either it's based on middle makom, or two, maybe it's only us to be done with a razor, not with a scissor, because with a scissor you can never get all the hair off. Right. So Tashma lo asa raglav lo asa svamo. But nevertheless, it's calling the area his regel, which is by the thigh area. It's not the foot. So it's not lishna ma'alya. They're just using a lishna ma'alya, a clean lashon. That's going to be the answer to the next couple of questions. Tashma, I'll see you again also. Vayavo Shaul lahasich es raglav. He went, I guess, to urinate. It's called meiraglayim, right? And it's coming from between the thighs, not from meiraglayim. Also lishna ma'alya. So Tashma, another.
Is that where David cuts his off?
Yeah, that's where David cuts off the. He went into the cave to cut, and David cuts off the piece of the beged. So Tashma, this is ach meisichu raglav b'chadar hamikera. Where is this from? Forgot where this pasuk is from. Oh, this is Eglon. I think this is Eglon. Ehud comes in to kill Eglon, and Eglon goes. They walk in and they find the door open, and they don't see Eglon. They don't see Ehud. So they think that Eglon went upstairs to go relieve himself. So again, Lashem Aliyahi. And then it says also that now it comes in with Sisera with Yael. So it says Bein Ragleh Kara, that he has fallen between her legs, but he fell between her thighs. So Gemara says again, also Lishna Ma'alya. So now we're talking about Yael, we'll talk about Yael. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Be'ilos Baal Osa Rasha Osa Yom. He had been with her seven times that day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ben Ragleha Kara Nafal Shachav Ben Ragleha Kara Nafal Basher Kara Sham Nafal Shadud. All the Lashonos they say as a Bia. He had seven Bias with her. So the Gemara is now going to ask, wait a second, how could she do that? Which is, How could you have beer with him seven times? And v'ha kamis hani me'aveira. She got another from the aveira. So Tosos tries to explain to us what's the question. It's important. Tosos says leka le'meimar. Don't say that the parich. Don't say the question is amai lo moser atzma. Why? How could she have beer with him? It's yohan vel yavor. Don't say that because we'll give the Esther answer of karka olam. Shaharei karka olam he because it's karka olam. Because amar gabi Esther va'od ki hu lo hayam ma'atza. The adarabi, it's not even a rape over here. The adarabi, he shadal tobit dvarim lahachrio lahaviwe love kede lahatish koko. It's she seduced him, she enticed him, or she gave. So I don't know. So doesn't that get rid of the karka olam issue? How's that? How can it be karka olam? Okay, so right kede lahatish koko lahatzel yisrael to save all of klal yisrael. She was doing it an avera to save klal yisrael. The question is Amai Mishabcha Kosev Kolkach? Why is she praised so much? Dixiv Chavorach Tivorach Mein Hashem. That's in the Shir Devorah. She's blessed from all the women. Varminim Ben Nazir Un Bahorios. It's Gedola Avera Lashma Min Mitzvah Lolishma. It's better to do an Avera Lashma for Mitzvah Lolishma. Peros Mea Imahos. She is greater than the Imahos. Lefisha Hay. How could she be greater than the Imahos? Because she's Lefisha Hay Nanos Min Abia. She was Nana. So the Gemara answers that Yah was not Nana. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shum Ben Yochai, Kol Tov Sancha Rishoyim Royal Ethan Tzadikim. He was Nana, she was not Nana. And it's good for the Rishoyim, it's not good for the Tzadikim. Shneamar, this the Pasuk says by Hashem appears to Lavan Chalom after while he's chasing Yaakov after he runs away from him. He says, Hishamer Lecha, you know, be careful. Pen Tidaberim Yaakov Mitov Adra. Don't speak to Yaakov good or bad. Right, so Bishlamo Ra Lachaye. I understand Ra. You don't want to don't speak bad to Yaakov. Ella Tova Milo. Why don't you speak good to Yaakov? Ella Shmamina Tova Sancha Rishoyim Roy Tzadikim. If it's maybe good in your eyes, but it's not good in the tzaddik's eyes. So therefore, so to hear with Yael, he may have had pleasure from having been with her seven times, but she certainly did not. So you don't ask about why she didn't was not Yahar Gal Yavor because either it's Karka Olam or maybe it's because. She was
married at the time.
Yeah, Isha, right? Isha Kehavar Akeni, right? So, but she comes to him afterwards, obviously. So here, there's a famous Marik. Rabbi Raza used to talk about it all the time about about whether or not whether Isser Gilu Arayos is mutter for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. Right, it seems from here that it is. So he brings down the Shvus Yaakov, the Meister, where you had a bunch of people who were on a trip and they were going out and they were attacked by bandits. So they were going to kill them. So this one woman offered herself up, a married woman offered herself up in order to save everybody. You know, tragic scenario. So after the incident, they asked the Shiloh, well, what's the story? And the Shvus Yaakov wrote that even though this woman is ushered to her husband. Nevertheless, there was no avera because it was latzolas rabim, and then Nori Yehuda argues and says that maybe you can't do it latzil rabim. The difference over here is latzil klal yisrael. The difference between a tragic scenario that took place. Okay,
it's a hard one.
What?
It's a hard one. She's also the husband.
Hard, very hard. Right. So bishlama. So the Gemara says okay. Bishlama, and we just said over there that Lavan shouldn't speak to Yaakov good because the Tovasan of the Rishayim is not good for the Tzadikim. So Bishlama Hasam Dilma Matkirle Shema Devolos Kachavim. Maybe over there the reason why he says not to speak to him is because maybe it'll be bad because Lavan will mention the shame of Vodazara, and he did actually because he says Lama Ganafto Selohai. He does mention it. Elahacha Maraika. What was bad about it? She had bia with him seven times. There's got to be some pleasure in the seven times bia. And it's, again, and as Tosas pointed out, it wasn't rape. So the Gemara says, the kashadi be zuhama. He put in her zuhama. I'm not even going to translate it. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'shar sheba nachash al chava, when the nachash came onto chava, hitil ba zuhama. He put into her a zuhama. Yisrael she'amdu al har Sinai, paspa zuhama son. Yisrael, when they stood by har Sinai, it's funny, it doesn't say that when they got the Torah, just when they stood by har Sinai, that was enough. That removed the zuhama. And ovdei kachavim, but the akum, shelo amdu ba har Sinai, that they didn't stand by har Sinai, lo paspa zuhama son. Their zuhama did not... was not removed from them, and therefore sister still had this zuma. And by having been with her, he put the zuma into Yael, and that was the ra that she had. I don't understand what that means, but this is one out of the Ger. So Ger didn't stand at Har Sinai, so therefore, or maybe Ger did say at Sinai that he was.
Right,
I don't know.
So have a Jewish woman who has affair with a non-Jew.
Right.
She's now tainted.
She's tainted because she has the Zuma, I guess.
She can still marry Yisrael.
Right, so I guess the Zuma is not enough to ask you to Yisrael, but it's enough to make it that there's bad that goes into you. I don't know. Okay. I don't even know what Zuma means. How does he translate Zuma? Impurity?
Impurity.
Okay. It's something metaphysical, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay, the Mishnah...
I guess if you become a ger, the Zuma stops.
Apparently. But there was this... What's the name of the story? The ger who's buried next to the gra. I forgot what it...
His name is Avram Ager.
Avram Ager. So I heard that they asked him, how is it possible you have these people who want to be gerim, and you have these Jews who become not Jews, they become not from. So he says at the time in the Medrash, close to the Medrash, where Bava Meisir Lomo, he asked all the questions. Hashem asked all the Goyim if he wanted the Torah, because not everyone said no. Some of us said yes, but we were outvoted. And when he asked the Jews, not everyone said yes. Some of them said no. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I heard. Okay. I guess so. Chalza bin Minal She'ena Shalo. If the shoe that's being used, again, he's wearing the shoe and she pulls it off. If the shoe being used is not his, that is kosher. That's got to be the halacha because you used the based in shoe. So Tana Rabbanon, we learned the pasuk says v'chalza na'alo ne'al raglo. So it says na'alo is possessive. Hanal Shalo sounds like it's his. Ainli Ela Na'alo. I only have that's his. Na'al Shal Adaminayin. Somebody else's shoe that's kosher. How do we know that? It says Tamil Omer. Na'al Mikol Makom. It says Na'al all over the parso. Na'al Mikol Makom. So the Gemara says Im Kain. Ma Tamil Omer Na'alo. So what does Na'alo come to teach us? It says Na'alo Haro Uilo. It has to fit him. Prat the gadol shein yochel halach bo, can't be too big that his foot slips out of it. Or prat the katan shein chofer rov raglo, or can't be a shoe that's so small that doesn't even cover his entire half, most of his foot. Or prat the sandal hamisulyam shein lo akev, or some sort of sandal that's ripped that doesn't have a heel or a sole. I'm not sure what it is. So I mean, so not a look.
It has a sole but not a heel.
It doesn't have a heel. Okay. Why don't you say the opposite? Just say the pasuk pshat. Na'alo means, say na'alo means it has to be his shoe, right? And na'al comes to teach us why? Na'alo by definition means his shoe. So why are we making the drasha to take away his shoe and say that na'alo comes to teach us that na'alo teaches that has to fit him. Say that you learn na'al has to fit him, but na'alo means it has to be his. I don't understand what's the pshat. So Avaye have a kame to Rav Yosef. Avaye, I don't have an answer. Avaye stood up, was standing before Rav Yosef, which is Revi. So Asa Yivama comes, Lachlos to do Chalitza. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef says to Avaye, Havle Sandalach, give him your sandal, give him your shoe to do the Chalitza. So Yahiv lay sandal at the smaller. He gave him his left sandal, right? So Abai is doing it. Abai doesn't want to. He's giving his left sandal to provoke Rav Yosef to say something. So then Abai can say something about giving over. He doesn't want to say straight out, Rebbe, you're wrong. Don't give him someone else's shoe. He should do his own shoe. So he provokes him by saying this. So Yahavle sandal the smaller. So Amrle. So Rav Yosef says to him, Amor the Amor Rabbanon. Yeah, you can use the left shoe. The Mishnah says bidiyeved, right? We saw that on the Mishnah. You can use that bidiyeved, but lechachila, you can give him the left shoe. So amalei ihachis, according to you, so sandals ain't shelo nami imor damar but the eved lechachila miyamor. Who says that shoe lechachila should be his own shoe? Why lechachila are we giving him my shoe? So amalei, Rav Yosef says, no, you misunderstood me. Hachik amalei lechach. This is what he meant. He said here, havle va'aktile, be makde to him. Take your shoe, be machne to him, so he can do it, then it's his, almanach lachzor, and then it becomes his. But you're right, lichatchila, you should use his shoe.
The right shoe is preferred.
Yeah, we saw that in the Mishnah. The right shoe is preferred. Left shoe is kosher.
My friend had chalitza done to him, he's a lefty.
You had a friend had chalitza?
Yeah. Brother passed away.
Wow.
So he's a lefty.
Right.
He's the older one. So the Beis Din said, let the younger one, the ones are righty. But they had a righty shoe in the Beis Din.
So they'd rather do the righty.
Either the younger one, either the older one's preferred because he's a righty and the older one's a lefty and have
really?
A righty shoe.
Wow.
So the Rabbi Paskin, let the
were you there for the Chalitza?
No.
Wow, that's terrible.
Hundreds of people, the whole thing.
That's terrible. And for the woman, it's got to be traumatic, no? Ooh. Okay. It's interesting over here. I saw something in the back of the Masifta. It says over here, the Mishnah says that Gemara learns that chotzub min ha-shalo, ein ha-shalo, it's kosher. You can use a minel that's not his, but like you said, they prefer the chachila, it should be your shoe. So the Rashba, the Mukhe Yosef, the reason that they give is because the Gezerah, maybe you come to use a na'al that doesn't fit him. If you have his own shoe, most likely it's going to fit him. But the Ritva writes that the reason why is because the Lashon of na'alo is mashma his shoe. And we said, wait a second. We just said that's not what you learn from na'alo. So the Sefer Zecher Dover, I don't know who it is, he brings down, he says, you learn from the Ritva that a klal, that even if the Chachamim make a drasha, we still try to do the Pashtus the Mikra. We still try to do what the Pashtus of the Pasuk says. And he brings a raya, he brings one raya from Aravos, right? It says, according to Rashi in Sukkah, he says that L'chadchili should take Aravos that grow near the Nahar, because it says Arve Nachal. Even though we paskin that's not what the drasha is. So I understand. The Pasuk also says Ayin Tachas Ayin. So that means we should, even though we make a drasha, then it means to give money. But really, L'chadchila, we should try to be Mekayin the Pashas of Pasuk and knock out his eye. So I'm not sure what that, maybe he says that's not Pashas of Pasuk. Or maybe, I don't know, it's not exactly 100% sure of that. That's, again, it's a Sefer Zecher Dover. Right, so I'm not exactly. I'm not exactly sure. So he brings a couple of riots his way, but I guess you could bring riots other ways as well. So I don't know. Okay, no. Fine. So sandal shall eat. If you use a wooden sandal, it's kosher. Who's that going to be like? That's going to be like Rav Meir holds you don't need leather. Man Tana, Amar Shmuel Rav Meir, the Tana Hakita Yotzei Bekav Shelo. Right, the amputee can go out with his prosthetic. Div Rav Meir because it's considered a shoe. Rav Yossi Oser. Rav Yossi says Oser because it's not. It has to be leather. So then comes Avud Shmuel Omer. No, it could be Mechupah or Divrei Kol. The sandal shall eat is kosher because long as it's covered with leather, and therefore even Rav Yossi would say it's kosher. Okay, so now. We're going to combine, let's say you have the shoe that has tzaras on it, or tamei because of tzaras, right? So the din is a person, or a beged, or a house, that sees a negat tzaras, the Torah says you got to bring the kohen to look at it, and the kohen does, right? He locks up for 7 days, then he comes back, and if he sees that the tzaras, expanded, then it's mukhlat, then it's tzaras mukhlat. So Amar Rav Papish made the Rava. Sandal Hamuskar, stage one tzaras. If you're stage one tzaras, lo tachlotzba, don't do chalitza with it, vim chalitza, but if you did do chalitza, it's considered kosher. It's still a good chalitza. But sandal muchlat, but stage two tzaras on the shoe, lo tachlotzba, don't do chalitza, and even b'dieved, im chalitza, chalitza psula. It is possible. Why? The reason being is because Rashi says, muchlat chalitza so psula, dilistrefakai, because it's supposed to be burnt. Right, and anything that's about anan shiura ba'inon, we need a shear for the shoe, and anything that's destined to be burnt, since if it's burnt now, it's lacking the shear. Right, the straight for kaida anan shiura ba'inon, chopa it's rov rag, lova hai kisusi michta shiura, as if it's already destroyed, it's missing the shear. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa mismade the Rav Amar. Rav Papa says differently.
It's obvious he couldn't get married with that shoe. Someone couldn't be on that.
It's nothing, right? It doesn't have anything. So Rav Papa says in the name of Rav, he says no, that Rav Papa says the name of Rava that you cannot use the muchlat, but Rav Papa says the name of Rava echad sandal muskar echad muchlat lo tachal tzbov v'mchatz kusheira. It is considered kosher, so he's going to have to figure out why it's not considered destroyed or not. So Gemara is now meisveish. Now they're going to ask on Rav Papa, who says that even b'dieved the sandal hamuchlat is puzzle. So they said bias hamuskar. So let's say you have a bias, the entire house has stage one saras. So mitame mitocho, somebody goes inside the house. Right, or touches the walls on the inside, even not by the makam onega, he becomes tamei. But muchlat mitocho ume achorav. But a muchlat house, even from the outside, you become tamei. Right, bezeh bezeh mitamin bibia. Even if you don't touch anything, but you walk inside, roll over your body, you walk inside, it's tamei ohel. It's similar to an ohel mace. It's tamei your whole body. So the isal kadaitach. kedemich tas dami. If you're going to tell me that something that's in stage two leprosy is considered as if it's not here, if it's supposed to be knocked around and be destroyed, so v'hab inon v'habal abayis v'leka. In order for you to get tummy, you have to go into the house. But this house is going to be knocked down also, so it's not here. So v'leka, it's not here. So Moshe says, no, shani. Before, how do you have the case of going into a stage two house and becoming tummy? You need to go into a house. This house is destined to be destroyed. It's not considered a house, and therefore you can't have to. How does the pasuk work? So the Gemara says, because it's a gzeiras hakasav. Shani hasan by tsaras, it says the amakra v'natatz or v'nasatz es habayis. Afilu b'shas nesitza karu bayis. The Torah defines this as a bayis. So here is an exception. It's defined as a bayis. Okay. So now we're going to ask another question on Rav Papi. Again, Rav Papi says that the sandal amuchlad is pasul for chalitza because it's not here. So tashma matlis. So you have this sort of cloth. Sheyesh bo shalosh al shalosh. It's a smaller side to be considered a kli. Af al pi she'ein bo kezayis. Even though it doesn't even weigh a kezayis because it's very thin. Kevan she'nichnas ruba labayis tahor tim aso. Once rov of it goes into a house, then it's metame. I guess maybe it's tamei mace or something. I'm not sure. So it's metame. So my love. Oh, maybe no. It's tamei bit with saras. So my love, we're talking about muchlas. We're talking about muchlas, which is stage two. So Gemara says, no, it's muskaras. It's stage one saras. Where it says ihachi. If that's the case, then we're talking about musgar, not muchlas. Ema seifa. Look at the seifa of that brisa. Says hayu ba kamazesim. If it weighed enough, it was a kazayis. Kevon sheniklas men a kazayis. As long as a kazayis walks in, lebayis tahor tim asuhu. It's metame everything once it goes in. So iamart bishlam muchlates. If you're going to tell me that it's talking about muchlat, then I understand hainu de itkash lemes. That's why it's considered like a mace, and therefore it's metame over when it walks in. Eli iamart musgeres amai itkash lemes. If you say it's musgeres, it's stage one. Why is it considered like a mace? Why is it the time like a mace? And therefore, what? That's a kosher. And therefore, we must be talking about. All right. So we must be talking about it's muchlat. You don't know it's stage two, and even though it's destined to be destroyed, it still can be metame things. So it's a question of papi. So shani hasan amakra v'sarif is a beged. I feel shasreif a kari beged. It's considered a beged. So much as a ligmor minei. So learn from there that beged is considered, if it, even though it's destined to be destroyed, it's still considered a beged. So learn from there that anything that's supposed to be destroyed is considered a beged. So Gemara says no, and therefore if it's considered a beged. In that for tuma, it should be considered a beged if it has saras for chalitza and should be kosher. There's no iser mi tuma lo gamrinam. We don't learn iser from tuma. Chalitza is a din of iser and saras is a din of tuma. We don't learn one from the other. Okay, stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.